The Lord is with us, heart dwellers, and He's come to straighten out some confusion over who will be raptured. Well, as you all know, I've been working on the album and the thumb drive for days, and that's why I haven't been totally here. But I've been hit also with darts of guilt for days. You're not praying enough. You're a Martha. You've lost the Lord. He's unhappy with you, etc., etc. So I wondered. And then I pulled a Rhema card that said, "These thoughts are not from me. Reject them immediately. I encourage and approve you." Well, that helped a great deal. And on top of that, Ezekiel discerned that I was in God's perfect will as well, even though I hadn't had my usual time of really deep prayer with him and was really feeling the loss, really missing him. So it's been a struggle, not just for me, but also for Ezekiel and Carol too. They've also gotten hit with condemnation, lies, you know, a lying spirit. Do you know who's responsible for keeping us going? Those of you who are praying for us, you're the ones who will share in the rewards of this ministry. It's your prayers that are moving heaven and earth to keep us in the saddle and on our feet. This has been told to me by the Lord. All I can say, guys, is thank you. I don't know what we could have gotten done without you. We've been under a lot of attack. Jesus began speaking to me after worship. He said, "Don't even think that way, as if I would leave you to yourself, simmering in condemnation after you'd put out all your efforts for me. Not in the least. I'm with you day in and day out, hour to hour. And I know how you miss me, Claire, and I'm guarding your heart. You're almost there, my love. You're almost finished. Don't allow yourself to be riddled with condemnation. And you know now that is not from me at all. The devils are so angry at you because you keep going. You don't stop, and they hate you for it. You have quite a backup prayer chain, many of whom you don't even know. Nevertheless, they're praying for you night and day, and those prayers add up to victory. So don't concern yourself with the rantings of the enemy." Now, that was an interesting word from the Lord, because I spoke to Carol later on, and she confirmed that the Lord had told her the demons were very angry because we wouldn't give up no matter what they did. So that was a good confirmation. And the Lord continued here, "Let's talk about the category of those who will be saved as though going through the fire." Oh, thank you, Lord. So many are asking me questions about their unsaved relatives based on the dream you gave Pam about the tsunami in Northern California when you stood on the beach and called out to her to run and tell everyone the rapture's about to happen. Pray the sinner's prayer with everyone. In the next sentence, by the way, he's referring to something I said to Carol, that everyone has a different capacity and longing for Jesus. This is what he said. "It is quite true that teacups, thimbles, and barrels will all be raptured. I'm looking at the heart, and each one has different capacities. Each one was formed differently. Each one endowed differently. That is why there'll be such a wide variety taken in the rapture. As far as brides go, there are different levels of commitment, different levels of self-effacement and emptiness, longing, and corresponding to my grace. But the mystery of this is that I love each and everyone all the same in completeness. Though the thimble cannot hold what the barrel holds, nonetheless it is full and filled with my love. There's no room for discrimination or judgment here. What if I were to tell you that the thimble actually holds more than the barrel?" Oh, Lord, if you told me that, I'd be perplexed. But I believe the thimble is beautiful. I'm just sad it's so small. "Do you think that the thimble thinks any less about me and loves me any less?" "Well, I don't know. I suppose since the capacity is smaller, I suppose less. And what about the widow's mite? She gave all she had." "That's exactly right. There are those who have little, and have given it all. There are those who have much and have portioned it out, keeping some for themselves. And then I thought about myself for a moment, and I said, I hate to say this, but I think I must fall into that category, because there's certain things I still haven't been able to give up. He answered me and said, well, you let me be the judge of that. In fact, let me be the judge of all. But still, the widow who gave a mite is much richer than the widow that was wealthy and gave only a portion. It is a mystery, but understand, it's not the size of the vessel, but the complete abandon with which the vessel gives that I look at. In a sense, those who are wealthy, with many graces, and still hold back from me, are indeed very poor in heaven, because they held back anything. But like the little boy who gave me his crutch as a Christmas present, that was all he had. Now here, guys, the Lord is referring to the story, Amal and the Night Visitors. It's one of my favorite ever stories. The three kings stopped at his house on the way to see the Christ child, and Amal, who was crippled, longed to give something of value too, but all he had was the crutch that he used to help him walk. And while the three kings had magnificent gifts to present, Amal chose to give the most valuable thing he had, and he was healed. And the Lord continues here. He was the richest of them all. Oh, how I love to sweep the lowly off their feet and give them everything they ever hoped or dreamed for. I derive so much pleasure from such as these. I wanted to make it clear, it's not the size nor the importance of a vessel, but the completeness with which they gave to me. If they give their all, I give my all. And whether they can contain my all or not doesn't matter. All that matters is that they are completely mine. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, Lord, it is. It's sublime. Like Mother Teresa said, God likes little things best. He continued, that's a guarantee. And God looks at the littleness of the heart, not the littleness of the ministry. When you're responsible for feeding so many people, I must impart to you more and more and more to keep up with the demand. But that does not mean you have become big. Rather, it means I have become big through you. And the littler the vessel, the more credit I get. This is as it should be. Oh, Lord, my heart rejoices in this. How I hate that bigness. And he answered, yes, yes, indeed, that's better gone. But those who have a little heart and stay very little should rejoice in that, because others can see what I've done with a little nobody and have hope that I can use them as well. Lord, what about those that are saved at the very last minute? A lot of people are asking me this question. Did I not say they would receive the same reward as those hired at the beginning of the day? But I thought that applied to those who have worked for you, who were waiting in the wings for their assignments, as we were. Claire, in my fathomless mercy, I cannot deny the most recent sincere conversion the gift of being removed from this planet. If they have given their entire selves to me with full repentance, they too will be taken. But it must be sincere and complete. Those who still want to walk the fence, I will not take. Now I will tell you who should be worried. Those who knew me knew what I called them to do and followed their own flesh and self-will. Nonetheless, those who didn't have time or money for the poor, but rather saved up their money to lavish on their comforts and trinkets. When I warned you 7 years ago, I was quite serious. You were on the edge, and I needed you to abandon yourself to my total will. Once you realize the seriousness of your condition, you repented and asked me to help you leave those foolish things behind. But some of my children have been Christians for years and are still toying with their walk. They have an inkling they are on the edge, but consider my mercy will cover for their laxness. No, my children, my mercy is not for those who have held me off. It is for the lost who have never known me, and the weak that falter with every other step. For those sheep who are big and strong but still have no time for me, they will stay behind until they're perfected in charity, honesty, and devotion to me. For them, there is a choice to make. Many of them have been given very great graces, but use them selfishly, even in the faith, to accumulate wealth, popularity, and influence. Or instead, they have used the graces for the world and to live like kings. Lord, what about the really wealthy teachers? He continued, the ones who have put their hearts in my hands and done their very best to obey me, they will be taken. Again, it's not wealth, riches, power that disqualify. Rather, it is a lukewarm heart. A heart that has not considered what I suffered for them and how I have called them to sacrifice for me. These are those who were like the rich young ruler and said, but I have many possessions. And I say to them, you are indeed poor, because you do not possess me. These are the ones you should all be concerned for. I have called them many times. They've had ample opportunity to deny themselves, pick up their crosses and follow me. But they were completely taken up with popularity among men. And for that reason, they will be left behind. Those who have been saved at the last moment, if they are broken by their obstinate denial and putting me off and my kingship in their lives, if they are thoroughly repentant to their very core, I will take them. One of your children may be among that group. I have told you that before. I started to have doubts at this point. Is this really Jesus, or am I getting a lying spirit here? And the Lord answered that. He said, Claire, I'm not misleading you. I know you've been preoccupied for the last week or so, but trust me, I'm speaking to you, my love, and I mean it with all my heart. I intend to pour the oil on this child when the time comes, because she has been instrumental in turning others away from me and from you. Oh, Lord, please do. Please, Lord, she is a beautiful soul. I pray she will make the rapture. He continued, he said, this is the first time I have seen you invest faith in her. Continue to cry out to me. Stand with me, Claire. Stand. Remember, I am merciful. And sometimes children make foolish mistakes because they're still children and not thinking or seeing like adults, but seeing the world like a jar full of candies, all different and alluring. They don't see their blind spots, and of course the enemy keeps them blinded to the truth. There have been moments of truth in her life where she has considered those things. There is a chance for her. Keep praying. But to the rest of my mature Christians, I say, consider your ways. Have you really lived for me and answered my call, or have you preferred your comforts? Do you value me enough to die for me, or will you continue to walk away and protect them? For you, there will come a time when you're forced off the fence. Know that this time is at the door, and your eternity is at stake. Do you think that being a Christian by name will save you from hell? Please think again. God will not be mocked. I will not be made sport of. Either you are hot or cold. The lukewarm will go through the fire and be saved only if they cleave to me above their children, families, jobs, and even lives. Those for whom my brides have been praying, they will be given the opportunity to be stricken to the core and repent with all their hearts. And I will take them in the rapture. Those who waste this grace, woe to you. You shall be left behind to face the fire. Not all will receive the same rewards in heaven. Not all will recline in mansions. Some of you will be fortunate to have a shack on the outskirts. Still, you will be happy because you will know justice and accept your lot with great thankfulness. So I hope this clarifies much for you and all my loved ones. I wish for no one to be left behind to suffer the tribulation. But for those who are unrepentant in that moment, I visit them with grace. Living through the tribulation and perhaps martyrdom will be your only chance for eternal blessedness in heaven with me. But to you I also say, never doubt my presence and my eagerness to forgive you. I'm always with you, waiting for that moment when you will see the seriousness of your condition and turn to me with your whole heart. Well, I want to add to this message just a little bit. Ezekiel sitting by my side here while I was recording this, and he pulled a card from our little Rhema box that has index cards with all of the different scriptures and words we've gotten. And this is what the card said. I'm so amazed. Yours will be the glorious lot of the good thief. That's a beautiful promise for those who repent at the last moment. Yours will be the glorious lot of the good thief. So hold on to this promise and remember it, because the Lord truly wants to show you mercy.